Hello there, everybody. As you may or may not know, this is our first show here on Rocky Radio. I'm your host, Jared Seitz. This is my co-host, Vinny. Say hi to the people, Vinny.
Hi, people.
So, me and Vinny decided we wanted to start this show because we wanted to create a venue for fellow rock and rollers, basement acoustics, closet players, shower singers, whoever, to have a chance to play on campus and have it recorded so they can listen to it and their friends can listen to it, friends, family, whoever. So on the show today, we're going to go over some upcoming shows in Pittsburgh. Going to give you the whole rundown on what's coming to Pittsburgh, see if anything piques your interest. We're going to talk about some music things going on campus.
Yeah, I hope there's something in there for me because you know how picky I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're gonna roll through this list. I'm going to go through about November. So tonight, we got Third Eye Blind at Stage AE.
That's kind of a short notice.
What's the Vinny rating on that one?
Third Eye Blind?
Yeah, Third Eye Blind.
My rating, never heard of them.
Oh, well.
Probably never heard of half of these.
Well, you never heard that song, what's it called? The one where it's like, step down from the edge, my friend. We can tap ties with all the... No, okay.
Not really ringing
well,
a bell,
next
no.
We got... so, no rating for Third Eye
yeah,
Blind.
Yeah, no rating. Sorry.
We got Katy Perry coming to PPG. PPG
oh,
Paints.
When's that? When is that?
Tomorrow.
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 Wow, that's also a short notice.
Yeah, if you want your tickets, like you better get on it like now. There is
holy
like tomorrow.
Cow. Yeah, I want to. I just would go to see her like ride that giant tiger thing and all the crazy
yeah.
stuff that she did at the Super Bowl,
oh,
whenever
yeah.
that was. That was awesome. Yeah. That's the only rating I have of her. That's the only
the
thoughts I have on her.
Theatrics are pretty spellbinding.
Yeah,
really.
Great theatrics by Katy Perry.
Heck yeah. This Saturday, you're gonna love this, Vinny, because we just watched
oh, yeah?
this movie for our rock and roll club at the very beginning. School of Rock musical.
Wow.
At the Benidorm on the 21st.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's movie. Great movie, right?
Great
Jack
movie,
Black
yeah. Jack
kills
Black's
it.
The man.
What's her name? Megan. That's her name in iCarly.
Yeah, whatever. iCarly girl slash Megan and Drake
Miranda?
And Josh. Miranda Cosgrove.
Miranda
yeah, that's
Cosgrove.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
She's so. Not going to be there,
no,
is she?
No, she isn't.
I was
going to
say.
I don't think Jack Black's going to be
yeah,
there.
I don't think any of them are going to be actually be there. So.
No. The only one I wish was there was that drummer kid. He was so cool.
Yeah, he was
like,
awesome.
Like he was kind of a tightwad in the beginning, and you know, he really loosened up.
No, he was the
Even
man.
When his dad was like, you can't be listening to this garbage and out in the parking
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, as a fellow drummer, I
If you haven't
know,
seen
I
School of Rock,
that.
Watch it. And if you have seen it and enjoy it, go see it live because I'm sure it's awesome. The Benidorm rules.
Yeah, the Benidorm's always a good atmosphere. Fancy.
So here's one I don't even know about. Like I don't even know what's Kip Moore. Do you know who Kip Moore is?
How do you spell it?
KIP space MOORE Kip Moore. Stage
Never
A.
heard of them either. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you know of Kip Moore, he's gonna be at Stage AE, 26th of October.
26th of October. Maybe I'll go sit outside and try to listen in.
Yeah, try to listen a little.
Figure out who they are.
And then on the 30th, day before Halloween, we got Evanescence coming to Heinz Hall.
Evanescence. Wow. But don't they sing like the Wake Me Up Inside song?
Wake me
yeah.
up, wake me up inside.
Everybody knows Evanescence. What
oh,
a great
yeah.
meme.
At least that's, what a great meme. Do it for the meme. Do
yeah,
it for
exactly.
the culture. Go for the culture.
Exactly.
That's at Heinz Hall, if I didn't say it. And then we got closer to where I live. ZZ Top at the Palace Theater
man.
In Greensburg.
My man ZZ Top.
Oh, yeah. ZZ Top rules. They probably won't be touring too much longer.
Exactly.
Definitely
got to
get on
how
that.
Old is he?
Dude, the guy named Beard is the drummer, and then the two guitarists have giant beards, and their names are like Hill or something.
Yeah.
So.
But that's why they're awesome.
Yeah.
You ever seen the fuzzy guitars they use live?
Yeah, they do. Don't they have one in like the Legs music video or something?
I don't know. They use them all the time, so
yeah.
I couldn't tell you when. But
so go for the fuzzy
really
guitars,
cool.
long beards, and...
And epic music.
And epic movie
Obviously,
music.
It's ZZ Top. I mean, you don't really have to say much more. You can actually buy those fuzzy guitar covers, though,
really?
By the way. Yeah, I've looked into it.
I need one.
Yeah. I think everybody needs one.
Everyone needs one. So following that's the first... of November at Palace Theater Greensburg. The next one is November 4th, AJJ at Spirit Hall. I'll actually be at that one. They're kind of a folk punk band. I don't think you've ever heard of them.
Yeah, no, I've never heard of that one.
They're pretty cool. I don't know. Their latest albums have been kind of a disappointment, but it's the 10-year anniversary of their one album, People Who Can Eat People, or The Luckiest People in the World.
And nice.
Yeah, so me and like a bunch of my buddies from back home are going to go see that one. If you know of AJJ and you like them, come on out. Now, this next one, it's on the 6th of November, Bob Dylan.
Bob
at Heinz
Dylan.
Hall. Bob Dylan
Bob
at Heinz
Dylan
Hall.
Is the man.
How old is Bob Dylan?
He's old.
He's old, man. So do you even like go to see Bob Dylan or listen to Bob Dylan? Because I've heard some of his like more recent recordings, and he ain't sounding very good. He can't really sing anymore, so I think you just kind of go to see him nowadays, right?
I think it's, yeah, it's the legend.
It's the
legend. You got to appreciate that.
Okay, Vinny, I'm going to ask you a question.
And I actually, hold up, because I just looked up Bob Dylan's age, and he is 76 years old. Still rocking.
Man, still rocking. Still doing it. All right, Van, we're going to play a little game of hot and cold. How much do you think tickets to see Bob Dylan at Heinz Hall are? I'm going to tell you lower or higher.
At Heinz Hall.
Heinz Hall, Bob Dylan.
Let's go with a. I'm going to try to take a safe bet here and say 150.
Higher.
200.
Higher.
250.
Higher.
300.
Higher.
350.
A little lower.
328.76.
A little higher. 340.
340.
So if you got $340 burning a hole in your pocket and you want to go see a guy who can't really sing anymore but used to be like a legend, like
still is a legend.
Yeah, still
living
is a
legend. Barely living, but living.
Yeah. So like dump your money into that, you know, only $720, and then, you know, whatever the ticket fly fee is, and then you're there.
Yeah.
You get to see Bob Dylan.
You know, I think I'm going to skip out on that one just because there's other things that I could spend $340 on.
I'm going to skip because it exceeds my net worth.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of rough.
Yep, that's Bob Dylan, Heinz Hall, November 6th. We got Macklemore coming to Stage AE.
Macklemore.
Pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. Macklemore fans, get out there. Go support them. We got Perfect Circle, which I think is the guys from Tool.
Yeah.
And they'll be here on the 17th of November at the Petersons Event Center.
Huh.
So they're really talented guys. A lot of my friends are Tool fans.
Tool definitely
They've already
is
seen
a...
them a couple times, but like, I don't know. I just haven't gotten that into it.
Tool's definitely a really talented act, for sure.
Incredible.
Their all the time signatures, fancy music stuff they get into is neat.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very mathematical guys. Like, they have, like, this one song that's titled Cicero Summation.
I'm
a math major, and I think I'm about the only person, it's probably, like, one out of 500 people that's even going to understand what that means.
Yeah, they do some really weird stuff. Actually, I listen to them, but not that often. One of my friends was way big into them, though. And, like, yeah, I guess their song Lateralis or whatever, they have songs based on different, like, worldviews and concepts. I guess, like, the one, I don't know, some mathematical probably had something to do with the golden ratio or something. I don't know. And the song was based around the whole thing. And then that other math song you were talking about, they do all this weird crap.
Oh, that's sweet. So that's the 17th Peterson Event Center, A Perfect Circle. 20th of November, right before Thanksgiving. Something to be thankful for. We got Lady Gaga coming to PPG.
Oh, my. Another
Super
Bowl act.
A month after Katy Perry. So Katy Perry's going to be there. And then we have Lady Gaga a month later. So
wow.
It's like we're just rolling Super Bowl. We
yeah,
have Tom Petty coming out of the grave to come do this thing.
Really?
Yeah, Lady Gaga will be there. All the meat suits you can eat.
Exactly. I was going to say, hopefully she wears all her extravagant whatever dresses and all that other crap.
So that one's PPG on November 20th. Then we got Children of Bodom for the Metalheads
Children
over Mr.
Bodom.
Smalls on the 21st of November.
Mr. Smalls. Got to love Mr. Smalls.
Mr. Smalls rules. I saw Streetlight there.
Streetlight Manifesto.
Yeah.
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 I saw them. I can't remember where I saw them. I saw them
They are
years
the
ago.
Most two best concerts I've ever been to, Streetlight Manifesto concerts. Like,
really?
It's just so energetic.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're the best. I love ska.
Plus,
and they got the horns blaring and people just
That's the thing that I like about it is that it's, you know, it's a different kind of experience than a regular rock band.
Because they have like 13 people. They
that's
have a
what
horn
I'm saying.
Line in their band.
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, starving artists out there, don't try to start a ska band. You're going to have 13 members. They're going to pay you just like every other band. You're splitting it between about three times as many people.
And it's hard enough to get three people to work together in a band, let alone 13.
Yeah, so.
So good for them, though.
Good for them. Good for the people who can pull off a ska band. But that's why they need some respect out there. We got to give our ska bands a little respect.
For sure.
It's tough going trying to feed 13 mouths.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, that's pretty much the calendar for October and November. I'm going to move on to a little bit of RMU music things going on.
Support RMU music.
Yeah, you got to get that RMU music. That's what we're here for. That's why we're doing this. So, first thing I want to touch upon is on November 3rd in the Hopwood Auditorium is the premiere of Bringing the Blues to RMUs. This is a live event featuring the Queen of Blues, Jill West, and the Blues Attack, along with a screening of three short documentary profiles of Pittsburgh blues legends Eugene Morgan, Bill Wiener, and Jill West, produced by RMU Media Arts students. This tribute to the blues is sponsored by the Blues Society of Western Pennsylvania and the Academic Media Center and the RMU Radio. That's Bringing the Blues to RMU, Friday, November 3rd at 5 p.m., Hopwood Auditorium, RMU.
I just want to say that sounds really legit.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Jill West, I don't know a whole lot about local blues bands, but apparently she's, huge. Because my pap is, super into the blues and jazz.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I told him that Jill West was coming, he was like, Jill West? And I'm like,
yeah, he's going to have to be up here.
Oh, yeah, I need to get him up here for that. So November 3rd at Hopwood. If you like blues, you like some funky old soul, you got to get in there, man.
Yeah, I might make it up here for that.
Yeah.
Should be interesting.
Sure. Also, other thing I want to talk about, open mic. We have an open mic on November 13th at 8 o'clock p.m. at the PNC Cafeteria. That's November 13th at 8 at the cafeteria. It's an open mic. There's no sign-ups. You just kind of roll up and do your thing. You can do poetry. You can do interpretive dance. It's really open. It really puts the open,
really open mic.
You don't even have to
even
use
if
the
you,
mic.
Yeah, don't use the mic. Just show up and don't use it.
You can do a little mimer, you know? You can practice your little box, you know?
Yeah, that's what I've been practicing, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of mimery lately.
Yeah. I always thought you looked good in white makeup.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, so the other thing we got to get upon is next Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday, RMU TV, Vinny, RMU TV.
RMU
got to put our plug in. We got to put the plugs in here.
For sure.
So RMU TV is at 11 o'clock on RMU Tonight with Greg. It's RMU Tonight with Greg Sutton. It's on the RMU TV at 11 o'clock p.m. every other Tuesday.
Yeah.
So this upcoming Tuesday, we got members of Rock U will be performing. They actually, Vinny, Roman, Roger, and Jared Adams of our Rock U Club have formed Jimmy Fallon's The Roots. The Roots are to Jimmy Fallon as we are to RMU Tonight,
yeah.
If you want to make that analogy.
Oh, yeah.
Vinny, just tell us about how it went. We did a show last week. You can look it up by going on YouTube and typing in RMU Tonight, October 10th.
Yeah.
You can find that.
It's the most recent one.
I think we did a pretty good job. But tell me what it was like. Tell me about the experience.
Oh, it was really exciting. You know, I actually didn't think we were going to get to play as much as we did, and that was very enjoyable. The atmosphere was great. Everybody was digging it. It was gelling. You know, after it was all said and done, everybody there was so appreciative of what we had done. It just really made me feel, you know, great, because everybody was like, oh, we had this recorded stuff, but you guys are so much better, and I love the improv and this, that, and the other thing, and that's exactly what we were going for.
Mm-hmm.
I was super stoked.
Have you watched any of the episodes with the recorded stuff?
I just went in there and yeah,
I listened to it just for a comparison.
Uh-huh.
And you guys sounded so much better, and it sounded so much more real, and it adds a whole live aspect to it.
Oh, yeah,
that's incredible.
That's a big part of it, is, you know, to get a more personable feeling and a more personable experience. And I think that's what we could offer up. And I'm glad they, you know, we could get something together with them, because not only does it give myself and some of the other members a place to perform just like this does, but, you know, it makes a whole nother aspect of RMU activities that much better.
Exactly. And the other thing I liked about was they were extremely appreciative of us.
Oh, yeah.
And they kept giving us all this time to play. It was interviews, everything. They were really great to us. And they seemed to want us to do even more for the next shows. They want us to do, like, performances with other club members coming on.
Yeah, they were actually asking us. We've been thinking about getting a couple songs together for them for the RMU Tonight show that we can play, you know, near the end or whatever.
Ah, sweet, sweet.
Yeah, so anybody in the Rock U Club wants to join in, I don't really see an issue with
anybody
it.
Anybody, you know? Anybody, really. Yeah, if really. You join our club, come on by. We'll get you on there.
Get
we're not shy
here.
About getting people on the waves, on the TV, yeah. On the radio. We are not going to be shy about it. You want to perform, that's what we want to do. We
exactly.
want to give you an avenue to perform.
We're all about it.
All about it. So, what else we got here there, Vinny? Talk about the show. Talk about. All right. So, Vinny, would you like to introduce, speaking of avenues for playing on, that's a good segue for our next thing. Would you like to introduce our guest singer, guest
yes,
vocalist for tonight?
Yes, I would. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us today a very special singer and guest, Natalie DePaulis. What's up, Natalie?
Hi. You know, nothing much. I've just been hanging out in the corner looking at pictures of puppies on my phone for y'all to
that's awesome.
Get to me.
Yeah. So, quick question.
Yeah?
How did you get into singing? What made you interested in singing?
I mean, it's just been something that I've always done, you know? Whether mm-hmm. I've been, like, alone in my room or, you know, my parents worked in the music industry. They would
oh,
book
wow.
bands at venues. You know, my dad's met everybody. He used to hang out with Chuck Berry.
Wow.
You know, and when I was really little, my parents put me on a stage with one of the bands, and
yeah.
I sang Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Whole,
oh,
you know,
that's
the whole
awesome.
Crowd laughed.
That's amazing.
It was great.
Yeah, that's great to have
I
parents that...
I don't remember.
Well, that's, they remember.
Yeah,
you probably have a video of it, right?
I hope not.
You hope not? Why?
Because, like...
It was probably yeah. so cute.
Exactly, like...
Yeah. So you're basically, I mean, other than the influence from your parents, you're basically self-taught.
Basically. I mean, I took choir classes in high school. That's really it.
Yeah,
no
that, I don't know.
Private stuff. No, nothing.
Yeah, good for
I
you.
Really,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you'd say then your parents did influence your decision to want to sing? Do
yeah.
either of them sing or play an instrument, just out of curiosity?
Not that I know of. My mother can. I love... My mom's going to kill me when she hears this, but she'll also agree that she can't sing.
Oh.
You know, my dad... I think he used to play guitar, but he doesn't remember much of it anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, what are the two songs that you're going to be playing here for us, or singing here for us, I guess?
Today, I'm going to be singing Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day. And then Somewhere Only We Know by Keane.
Awesome. All right. Well,
I mean,
I didn't really get a chance to ask.
They were just, you know, they're songs that I think a lot of people know and are easy to learn and, you know.
Awesome. All right.
Actually, now that I think about it, there's another reason. My friend Kalia Johnson, she's an absolutely amazing singer. The
mm-hmm.
day I met her was at an assembly at school, and she was singing Somewhere Only We Know at the assembly, and little did I know that day I had met the woman who would end up becoming one of my closest friends, and she means the world to me, so.
So it's kind of a sentimental song.
Yeah,
oh, that's nice.
Nice.
Yeah, that's great.
You want to do Boulevard of Broken Dreams first?
I guess, yeah.
All right, when you guys are ready, okay. Take it away.
Thank you. what happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weak, whatever.
Weak way to finish.
Yep. Hey, all right. No, all right. It sounded great. Good
so
job,
here,
guys.
Here's the real song here, the sentimental one.
The real one.
Who's your friend this is going out to? Give her the shout out.
This
is
going out to Kalia. Leah J on YouTube. All y'all better look her up. She is a goddess, okay?
Leah
I love
J
this girl.
On YouTube. What's yeah. she does she do singing videos
she,
and stuff?
Yeah, she has her own original songs. She is absolutely amazing.
Wow. Like
if we can get this girl on the radio, Kalia, if you're listening to this, girl, you need to contact these two. We're getting you out there.
Yeah, let's do
love
it.
Love you, sister.
That'd be awesome. Does she go here or
no?
No.
I mean,
well,
we can have
whatever.
All
yeah.
We want, really.
Hey.
Guest
yeah,
musicians right. or guest musicians?
We're the hosts of this show.
We rule this show.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
Yeah, we both went the whole Hogan on.
Yeah, we did.
See, man, that's why me and you are the co-hosts yep. and co-hosts.
Exactly.
We mesh well.
Exactly. All right. Well. You capoed up over there?
Oh, I'm all capoed up.
I know
up.
That was an issue earlier.
It was an issue earlier, but not anymore.
Not anymore. All right. Well, when you guys are ready, go ahead and take it away.
All right.
Great job, guys. That was awesome. So, any final remarks after that?
Good luck on your midterms, everybody. Puppies are the ultimate cure to stress.
About kittens.
Kittens, too. You know, you're a cat, I'm dog
a
person.
I'm a cat person.
Maybe if you're a bird person, you know, look up some cute little budgies.
Bird people?
Yeah, there are bird
I know
people.
A bird person. It's yeah. from Rick and Morty.
Wubba lubba dub dub, everyone.
Wubba lubba dub dub.
Don't go harassing your local McDonald's employees for the Szechuan sauce. They ran out.
Oh, we
are sick of hearing
that
it.
Was
I went. Me and Roman went. Me and the president of Rock U tried to get it. They didn't have it. They even have posters. They have nothing. Know. But anyway, this isn't the place. This isn't the place.
Not the place to rant about Rick and Morty
this
sauce.
Not their fault.
No. it isn't.
Rigor mortis
that's for
sauce.
The rigor mortis sauce. Yeah, the brick and mortar sauce.
The brick and mortar sauce.
Yes, feel free to take
all
of our
puns. Well, the brick and mortar sauce ain't at the brick and mortar store of McDonald's. You got to get it online.
Did you hear about the guy, before I get off topic, did you hear about the guy who traded his car for one packet of Rick and Morty Szechuan sauce?
I did not hear about that. That's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, soon enough, it'll be worth it. Yeah. He'll buy a Cadillac.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll buy a Cadillac because
he'll probably trade
some
up.
Some rich son of a gun somewhere is going to buy it.
Oh, hopefully. Yeah.
You know, somewhere.
Yeah, let's hope his investment is worthwhile.
Yeah, I mean,
teach
their own.
All right, anyway, any final plugs? Anything else?
I just want to say thanks to everyone who's listening. It's our first show. Thank you, Natalie, so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks.
We killed it, except for me messing up a couple chords in there.
What happens,
you know, that kind of happens whenever you're just, you know, have a couple days
to
prepare.
Part of
life. But you know what? We hope to have you on the show again.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. We really appreciate you, Natalie. Thank you so much.
I appreciate
you were awesome.
You guys. You guys are great.
So tune in. What's 2 weeks from today, Vinny?
November 1st.
So open up the next month with your boys, Vinny and Jarrett, on Rocky Radio.
The Rocky Radio Show.
Wiki Wednesday with Rock.
Brother.
University, brother. All right, see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.